Thank you, Brother Vic Daniel, for that beautiful message and song. We can be dismissed. I thank the Lord for the privilege of standing before you as a testimony to His glorious grace. I thank the Lord for your president, Dr. Patterson, and his dear wife, Dorothy. And I thank you for your prayerful support of this hour. Dr. Mosley, thank you again for your graciousness. Last night, Brother Motley, my dear mentor and colleague on the executive committee of the SBC, my prayer partner, told me that, "Simon, you just don't worry. You just relax. It's a whole host of brothers and sisters." Well, I said, I don't know if they would roast me. My English is Chinese. It's a chop suey English. Hong Kong Chinese University, especially the college I graduated, New Asia College, was supported by scholars from all over the Western world, especially America, England, Australia, and of course the Chinese scholars from mainland China. So you can see my English is surely a chop suey English. But that's okay. America is not a melting pot. America is a salad bowl. So I feel comfortable. I thank the Lord for your seminary and college for making this day an ethnic emphasis. I also thank the Lord for Dr. Record, with Dr. Patterson holding this ethnic President's Roundtable Conference. I really believe that it is a good thing that we need to experience God's love in a special way and love ourselves, whoever we may be of different colors and backgrounds. If God loves all of us, we should love ourselves and others as well. I feel a little bit disappointed because I did not see Dr. Patterson when we went to his office. I was wondering, I said, has the rapture occurred? Then I see all of you, I feel much more comfortable. And we shall see Dr. Paige Patterson again, I'm sure. I would like to bring this message from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28. This passage is very familiar to all of us. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who forsook His glory in heaven for this sinful world of ours to seek and to save that which is lost, that includes everybody, the Jews as well as the Gentiles, the elect as well as the ethnics, because in the New Testament sense, we all are ethnos, all are ethnics. And so I would like to invite you to please rise to read this portion of God's Holy Writ together with me, together prayerfully aloud. I'm using the New American Standard Version. Whatever version you may use, just feel free to read it together with me. "And Jesus went away from there and withdrew into the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman came out from that district, began to cry out, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed.' But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came to him and kept asking him, saying, 'Send her away, for she is shouting out after us.' But he answered and said, 'I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' But she came and began to bow down before him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' And he answered and said, 'It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.' But she said, 'Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feet on the crumbs which fall from their master's table? Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, your faith is great. Be it done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed at once. Father, again, we bow down before you to praise you for your person, for your perfections, and thank you for your performance. Lord, I thank you for this privilege of proclaiming your word. I pray that your spirit will speak through me as your instrument, helping us know it is not by the convincing of human speech, but by the conviction of your Holy Spirit. Father, I humbly listen. Help us love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Loving the Jews and the Gentiles, our loving Lord Jesus Christ loves everyone. Loving the elect and loving the ethnics, our Lord loves everybody. That is why you and I can be here. As our Lord Jesus Christ loves everybody, whatever their race, whatever their background might be, so you and I should model after him if we truly believe that he is our Lord and Savior. From this passage, I would like to submit to you these two truths. Number one, our Lord loves the elect, especially in verse 24 and 26. And then for the rest of the verses, the second truth is, our Lord loves ethnics, the Gentiles. You see, our Lord Jesus Christ faced the opposition, especially from these religious leaders. And so he wants to withdraw himself for a time of retreat. And all of a sudden, as he was leaving the land of Israel, he went to the land of the Gentiles in this area, Sidon and Tyre. And here a woman came into the scene. Evidently, our Lord Jesus Christ was known to that area, as we see in chapter 4, verse 24. And now our Lord Jesus Christ retreated, and yet here is an interruption. It's a divine interruption, as our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord himself. He surely was sovereign, and he surely was in full control of circumstances. And he had a purpose. And so here, as we see, he say this. He said, I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel only. And he said, he came to save the elect. Who are the elect? If you go to Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4, you know the house of Jacob, the house of Israel, are the elect. And later on, of course, in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1 and the following, our Lord Jesus Christ is also the elect. He is the servant of the Lord. And today, of course, you and I who are in Christ, in our new dispensation, the age of grace, we all are the elect of the Lord. But I would like to see here from a dispensational viewpoint, here our Lord Jesus Christ came to offer his kingdom to the Jews first and foremost. Two areas. When we see the Lord loves the elect, we see in God's program, the place of Israel is preeminent. Two areas. Number one, we see the Lord gave them a special position. The Lord gave them a special position as he called them the sheep and also called them the children. When our Lord Jesus Christ called them the sheep, he is saying he claims the place of being their king to shepherd Israel, as we see in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 2. And also in the earlier chapter, chapter 2 of Matthew, verse 6. Our Lord will shepherd the sheep of Israel. So when he calls them the sheep, he is claiming his place as the king to shepherd them. And he also called them children. Now this puts the Jewish race in the perspective position, their place among the nations of the world. Their place is preeminent. Even though later on we do see our Lord Jesus Christ healed this Gentile woman's daughter. But for the time being, he just put off for a while. He gave the people of Israel the special position. He also gave them the special privileges, as we see here in verse 26. As the woman was asking the Lord for help, the Lord said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Now here, our Lord Jesus Christ was giving the nation of Israel special provision. Bread, of course, meaning blessings. Blessings from on high to the nation of Israel first. And also the priority of privileges. As God gave them not only the special position, he gave them special privileges by giving them food blessing first and foremost. The children eat first, serving the children first. The children are, of course, the children of God, the Israelites. You know, that's a special privilege. Oftentimes, when we see, especially when you see Paul's letter to the Corinthians in chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 11, you see Paul's writing as an example of those Jewish people through the Red Sea into the wilderness before they went to the Promised Land. They missed out the whole thing. As we read in that portion of God's Holy Writ, these Jewish people, they were let out of the home of the land of slavery into the Promised Land, but they did not have the privilege of going into the Promised Land because of their disobedience to the Lord. Paul was saying they had this special supernatural protection and deliverance through the Red Sea. And they have even the privilege of being identified with Moses, baptized with Moses. They drank the spiritual drink. They have the spiritual food from heaven, manna. And yet, because of their disobedience and disbelief, many of them did not please the Lord and they died. And Paul said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, he said, "These were written as an example. These were written for our instructions." Dear people, as I think of the Lord's blessings upon myself and my family, our church, our nation, our beloved America, we see a lot of privileges being abused. And so as we see here, in the example of these Jewish people, having been given the special position and special privileges, and their special spiritual privileges were no guarantee of their special spiritual position. We must take heed of this. A couple of months ago, your beloved president, Dr. Patterson, and our Southern Baptist Convention, especially through our International Mission Board, we want to pray for the Jewish people as we pray for the others, especially the Jewish people. And it has been misinterpreted. And still, our Southern Baptist Zions continue to pray for them and to share Christ with them. I think that is a wonderful thing. God's privilege for the Jewish people and priority for the Jewish people, as we see in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the gospel is the power of God for salvation unto everybody who believes, first to the Jews and then the Gentiles. Whenever I meet a Jewish friend, I would love to share Jesus Christ with him or her. Just a couple of weeks ago, I met one from Puerto Rico, and I asked him if I may share this with him. I said, here is a little tract that I have written, Coming to Christ. It's bilingual. I said, ignore 50% of it. He said, why, it's half true? I said, no, it's all true, but ignore the Chinese portion. Just go to the English portion. And he said, no, he said, this is your version. He said, we cannot buy it. And last Saturday, as I was on my way home from California after the meeting, I missed my flight, and later on, I caught a shuttle. A Jewish man from Russia was taking me to LAX. And on the way to the airport, I tried to share Christ with him. He said, oh, sir, you cannot convince me. I said, I'm not convincing you. I tried to communicate the truth with you. Your Yeshua is our Lord Jesus Christ, because in your book, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, it says, oh, hear Israel, our Yahweh is our God. He is one. And that God is none other than Jesus Christ. Amen. And he will not accept it. Well, dear people, we continue to pray and to share with our Jewish friends. I'm still doing that with our Jewish neighbors just across the street from where we live, David and Debbie. God loves his elect, the Jews. And now we see God loves the ethnics, the Gentiles. As we see here in verse 21, our Lord Jesus Christ came to that area, not by accident, I'm sure by his own divine appointment. And he presented himself so that that Canaanite woman could have the opportunity of approaching him. And so she did. Our Lord Jesus Christ was seen by her. Jesus Christ came to this world, as we see in 1 Timothy chapter 1, 15. It says, Jesus Christ came to save sinners. That includes everybody, both the Jews as well as the Gentiles. So this woman, the Canaanite woman, she was blessed later on. She was blessed because our Lord Jesus Christ presented himself to her practically. And now you see, she now came to our Lord Jesus Christ because Christ came to her and Christ cares for her, as we see in these two areas. When we see Christ cares for the Gentiles, cares for the ethnics, we see two areas. We see the truthful love and also the triumphant faith. Now, first of all, this woman came to him and saying, have mercy on me, son of David, my Lord, son of David. And then in verse 25, he said, Lord, help me. And then in verse 27, he said, yes, Lord. All the way, this woman recognize Jesus Christ as Lord. And now we see Jesus Christ at first did not recognize her, did not even want to talk to her for two reasons. Because Jesus Christ wanted her to understand that, number one, she has no business of calling him as son of David. She has no share in the messianic promise because she is from a Canaanite background, and that background, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 17, it's a cursed family that has no share in the house of Israel. And secondly, Jesus Christ was telling her, wanting her to know if she came to him as a Jew, whereas Jesus Christ came first and foremost for the Jews. She could not get the help, and so she did not. But this woman was very intelligent, very insightful. As our Lord Jesus Christ saying, we should not take the bread of the children and throw it to the dogs. This woman was very humble and very, very grateful. You see, that was a metaphor that our Lord Jesus Christ used. Now, our Lord was not using the word dog for the street hound. It is a house dog. A street hound in the Oriental society has no aim and no purpose and no owner. It just roamed everywhere. Whereas a canaria, a house dog, has a place in the home. Even though it is not a child of the family, yet it is considered as a member in the family. And so when our Lord Jesus Christ said, it is not good, our Lord did not say it is not right. He said it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dog. This evidently sounds quite humiliating. Yet this woman, in her intelligence, in her humility, in her faith, she turned that metaphor, our Lord, of rejecting her request into one of granting her request, saying, Lord, yes, but the dogs also eat the crumb that accidentally falls from the master's table. Dear people, that is very wonderful. Humility is the highway to heaven's help. That is what this woman had. And when she was pleading and pleading, she did not get any help. She was not disappointed, because when she did not see the provision of the Lord Jesus Christ, she did not lose sight of the Lord Jesus Christ as the provider, as the provider. I think that is very, very crucial. I see today in our society, even among our fellow Christians, humility is a lost art, is a lost thing. If our Lord Jesus Christ is humble, as Moses, as he was so mighty and yet he is humble, who are we not to be humble? And this woman humbled herself, and so from her faith, she received her fruit. Our Lord said, woman, your faith is great. Be this done as you wish. Dear people, God's program in the place of the Gentile, it is his promise of grace. And today, as we are gathered together here, as we look around, we are surely of many who are not of ourselves. And we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. As we look around in our nation, just in Phoenix alone, we were told by our state mission board, there are over 80 different kinds of ethnic groups. 80. Earlier in our discussion, Mr. Cooley was telling us we have now 28 different ethnic fellowships. Our Southern Baptist has been so blessed. We have over 100 kinds of languages and people worshiping the Lord every Sunday. And we should be thankful to the Lord. Dear people, in the economy of our Lord, as he came to seek and save the Jewish people, and today, as our Lord Jesus Christ has offered himself by dying on the cross of Calvary, buried and was raised from the dead, and today you and I are his elect. If we come to Galatians chapter 3, 26, it says, because of our faith in Jesus Christ, we all are sons of God. All are sons of God. We are one in the Lord because we are Abraham's descendants by promise. Dear people, we were told in 50 years there will be no majority raised in America. I think the good thing that we can do is we must start now loving one another. The Lord loved the Jews. The Lord loves the Gentiles. He loves everybody. I thank the Lord for our North American Mission Board, Dr. Record, and all these people as we read from the internet, from our Baptist press. Last December 15 and 16, they wonderfully led or served the diplomats in the United Nations. And the second day, well, the first day preached by Dr. Graham, and the second day preached by his daughter, Anne. I think it is a wonderful thing that all these people from different countries come to our backyard, come to our front yard. We need to share Jesus Christ with them. He is our only hope. He is our Lord. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I love to share Christ with people, all people, especially on the plane, because they cannot go anywhere. If they don't like it, sorry. I had the privilege of doing so yesterday as we were coming to Durham, Raleigh, Durham. I shared with three Anglos. Two of them were already Christians. And the third one, also from Dallas, a lady on her way to Raleigh for a professional training. After the introduction, I asked her if, I said, you now know you go to Raleigh, but after this life, you know where you're going? And she said, who knows? I said, I do. I do. I said, would you like to know? You know, I love to create some evangelistic excitement on a plane. I normally would start with my Anglo friend or a non-Chinese friend. I said, should this plane explode in the mid-air, where will you go, up or down? And this dear lady, a brilliant lady in her late 20s or early 30s, she said, I don't know. So I used this little booklet, Coming to Christ, to share with her. And I said, have you had this experience, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? She said, no. I said, are you willing to, I said, if you understand this presentation, that Jesus died for you, that he may deliver you from your sin, from your eternal death, are you willing to consider inviting him into your heart as a personal savior? She said, I love to. So she did accept Christ. You know, she accepted Jesus Christ. And then she told me, she said, my husband's father is a preacher. I said, my goodness, you never told me that before. I said, your husband never shared Christ with you? He said, well, we go to church for nothing else but for social. Social club, that's right. Isn't it sad? So I would like to advise my dear ethnic fellows. We appreciate our Anglos' love, our other races' love, but we must not be shy to love the Anglos in return also. God has put you and me here for a reason. We are not here just for the American gold, we are here for the American God also. But oftentimes, we reject the wrong idea that Americans' goal is Americans' God. Earlier, Brother Mitchell told us, as ethnic churches, we need to start churches, not only for your homogeneous group, but for others as well. I think that is marvelous. unless we see this, we don't see that our Lord Jesus Christ is one that loves all people. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, if you love me, you shall keep my commandment. The evidence of our loving the Lord is loving him and loving one another and those who are yet to be one of us. Dear people, I salute you for your love for him and for one another. Try today, seek some ethnic person and tell him or her that Jesus loves you. That Jesus loves you. My dear ethnic brethren, tell some Anglo person on your way home, Jesus loves them too. I'm eternally indebted to the Western missionaries because my grandparents about 100 years ago were led to Christ by the German missionaries to China. And so I'm eternally indebted to our white brethren. And so now it is our turn also to reciprocate our love to them. Many of these people do not know Jesus Christ. Just like that white lady last night, yesterday. I would never think that she was from a preacher's home, and someone has to share Christ with her. Are you willing to share Christ with everybody? If you claim that you love the Lord and love other people, do you love them enough to lead them to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? Let us pray. Dear people, make a commitment in your life, in your heart right now, telling the Lord that you would like to love him even more by loving others, even outside your own race. Father, again, we thank you for your love through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, whom you did not spare but delivered him up for us all. And with him, you freely and fully give us everything. And we thank you for this hour. Father, continue to bless our Southern Baptist Convention, all its entities, especially this seminary, with the presidents, professors, and these faculties and student body. Thank you for their position and their bonus to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and to stand on his inerrant word. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Sawyer, for that wonderful message from God's Word. And thank you as much, if not more, for the message that you preached yesterday to that young lady on the plane. Just goes to show you folks that everywhere we go, there are lost people there. And thank you, Dr. Sawyer, for reminding us that the question is, do we love them enough to share the Lord Jesus with them? Dr. Ruckert, we're always honored by your presence and all those who are here with the Ethnic Roundtable. We're so glad that you were here. And you're welcome back anytime.